The rural community of Paine is home to a brutal statistic. The largest number of victims per capita of Chile's former military dictatorship. 65-year-old Sonia Valenzuela still lives in what's called Widow's Lane. She was 16 when soldiers raided the street and took her father, her four uncles, and her husband of only 6 months.
From the window, I saw that they were taking away a line of people with their hands up like this. My uncle cried a lot. He said, "Sonia, they're going to kill me," and so it was.
The majority of those who lived here in 1973 were poor, illiterate farmers who'd benefited from a land reform program. Until a military coup turned the clock back. In all, 70 men were taken from here and disappeared, leaving their families penniless.
We were destitute. My grandmother was left to care for 16 grandchildren. They asked for milk, for bread.
But the worst part, she says, was the search for their bodies and for justice. Justice was finally served this week to 38 of the 70 victims who are honored at this memorial. After numerous appeals, the Supreme Court has ruled to imprison 11 soldiers and policemen with sentences of up to 20 years. Flor Lasso lost two brothers, two uncles, and her father. She says she's waited nearly 50 years to be able to sleep in peace.
I think of my beloved mother who died in December. I can say that I completed my mission for her. She fought for so many years for this.
Yet only 33% of the victims' remains have been found. 24 of them were executed and thrown into a ravine.
They only found my father's glasses and a bit of clothing. The rest of his remains have been thrown into the sea or into Lake Rapel in what the dictatorship called Operation Removal.
17 other victims were executed closer to home.
This is the hill where the soldiers brought them, shot them dead, and then left their bodies to decompose. The squadron was led by a Lieutenant Colonel Magaña, but he will never spend a single day in prison. He died a year ago, peacefully in his bed, before he could be sentenced.
Many of the victims' families have also died. That's why Sonia Valenzuela still feels sadness. Justice that takes so long, she says, still feels like injustice. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Paine, Chile.